Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm always excited when I have friends on the show from the Norwin community, and they are here with me today. We're talking with Roseanne Barry-Novotnick, and she's the president of the Norwin Chamber, and Lisa Smartnick, she's the membership coordinator. Ladies, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
I don't think that there could be two people better suited for their jobs than the two of you. You represent the community so well. You're everywhere. You're involved in everything. But I think the other thing that you do is you pull organizations together, realizing that Irwin, Norwin, North Huntingdon, you know, it's big, but it's still not giant, right? And we have to rely on each other and work together to make things happen, like the Light Up Norwin event. So why don't you give us all the fun details about Light Up Norwin?
Well, Light Up Norwin is actually, we call it a community unity project just for that reason. It's a project from the Norwin Rotary, but the chamber helps out in various ways. We hang all those no parking signs that you see starting on Tuesday, the day 2 days before Light Up Norwin. Our board of directors does that right after the meeting, hanging all those signs down Oak Street, 2nd Street, 3rd Street, Main Street, and back on up. So that's one of the chamber's contributions. And then we also coordinate all the food and vendor trucks. And I'll let Lisa tell you a little bit more about that here in a second. But we have tremendous support from Irwin Borough. Could not do this without the support of the borough office as well as the police department. So we're very blessed to have them on board. Lisa, can you tell us a little bit more about the food trucks?
Sure. So this year we have 8 food trucks. Anything from funnel cakes, which we have not had funnel cakes the last several years at Light Up Norwin, and this year I found one.
Yay!
Right, to crepes, to smash burgers, to donuts, anything that you're going to want to have for dinner or dessert at Light Up Norwin should be there.
Yes, our friends of Irwin Manor are always looking for funnel cakes at our events. So Lisa made it her mission to find a funnel cake food truck for this upcoming event.
That's going to be great. So, you know, what it looks like, why don't you tell them about, you know, what happens? What's the schedule that night?
6:20 is the lighting of the Christmas tree, the huge 18-foot Christmas tree with the 3-foot star on top, of course, making the total 21 feet. We actually start on November the 11th. We're hoping for really good weather. We'll put the Christmas tree up on the corner and do all the testing of the lights and everything. And then at 6:20, president of the Rotary Club, April Schochner, from Myers Duffy Dance at Clegg, will actually literally plug in the tree and light the tree. And then at 6:20, we will pull the parade right up through Main Street.
What kind of highlights can we expect in the parade?
That we really don't know. The parade's run by a gentleman by the name of Gary Ed. And he does limit all the fire trucks to one fire truck from each one of our local departments so that we get a variety. We have one fire truck, and then we also have the other big truck. The Landers trucks are always a big hit. They usually put 2 of them in the parade, and they are very well decorated. The huge, huge trucks, which always fascinate the boys and the girls in the crowd. And then last but not least, we always have our favorite big guy who ends the parade, because you know what it's all about is Santa. So we'll see how he's going to be decorated or tricked out this year. Last year, we had a lot of different ideas. They decided to put him on a tricycle moped kind of thing. And I was like, I don't know. As you know, Jen, the crowd's really thick for Light Up Norwin. So I didn't think that was safe for Santa to be waving and driving at the same time. And then they looked at other, just a regular motorcycle. And I was like, not so sure about that. So then it came up, how about a pontoon boat? And everyone said no. And I said, picture Santa up there with his Ray-Bans. Come on. So that's what we had last year. We had Santa on a big pontoon boat with his sunglasses on, looking all cool. And everyone really loved it. So we'll see what they do this year with him.
That's going to be great. That's always exciting and fun to see. And Lisa, yes, a lot of this is part of your efforts to bring people downtown, right?
Absolutely. We want you to come in, check out town. It's super busy, so you're not going to see everything in one night. So we hope that you'll come down, scope out what you want to come back to see. You know, there's always the Lamp Theater has shows going on. You can come and check out the breweries and the distilleries and all the amazing restaurants and the great little shops. So it gives you an idea of what's here and a great reason to come back, because you're not going to see it all on Light Up Norwin night.
It's going to be amazing. I mean, how much fun it is, even for the kids. And it's a family tradition, don't you think, Roseanne, for all these families to come down and see this?
Oh, I do. And I think they all have their favorite spot. Some people are down in the 500 block and some people are in the 400 block. And they have their traditional seats where they're seated. So, yes, I absolutely agree.
You guys are packed full of events, you know, every month of the year. And you do such a wonderful job bringing people to town. Let's talk about the chamber itself. Roseanne, why don't you tell us really about the mission of the chamber and the functions of the chamber?
Our belief is we need to keep our community strong, as that's the strength of the businesses, and they need to work hand in hand with our school district and our community. And again, that's why we're so into community unity. We just believe that we need to keep all of our storefronts full. We're so grateful that we have an amazing police department. Now, due to fundings and grants, we've been able to put cameras on all the corners, which help for any reason, if there's any mischief, which thank goodness there usually isn't, but there was a car accident the other day and they were able to see what happened. So it alleviated a lot of questions about that. Amazing police department. As far as the chamber's mission, we would like people to shop local, support the businesses that support you. I know you're so involved with Queen of Angels. And when you're doing those solicitations to local businesses, we need our local people to support those local businesses, because that's what's supporting our children and our communities and our churches and all those organizations like the Lions, like Rotary.
Absolutely. You know, that partnership is really important. Lisa, when you talk to new potential members of the chamber, what do you tell them about the advantages of chamber membership?
We believe that people like to do business with people they know, like, and trust. So this gives us a great way to facilitate people getting to know each other, learn about each other's businesses, and build a rapport to trust each other. It's also a great way to get your name out there. Small business owners, any business owners really, don't have enough time in their day to get everything they want accomplished. And we're here to help them with kind of that marketing. So when you join the chamber, you go in our membership directory. We print 2,500 of those. They go out all through the community. You can see them in most of the bank's lobbies, out at Excella Square. You can see them in a lot of other businesses that have waiting rooms, like doctor's offices. So you can pick one of those up and know that you're looking at a business that people in the community trust. Mm-hmm. We also have a website, which is www.norwinchamber.com. And every member is listed in that on that website as well. So you become searchable. So if you type in Norwin Chamber, our website's going to come up, but then other businesses are going to come up as well. So it gives them an opportunity to do some marketing without having to put too much extra time and effort into it.
It's amazing. And, you know, they've come to like know and trust you now. I mean, you're a ladies' night. Talk about what that does for businesses downtown.
Ladies night is always the first Thursday, and that of course is November the 2nd this year. That event is put on by the Irwin Business Professional Association. They're an all volunteer group that meets every single Thursday except Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And I think if their president, Lois Wolfslagle, Interiors by Design, Interiors by Wolfslagle, had her say, they would meet Thanksgiving morning also. But they don't. They put a stop to that. Lois is in her early 90s, and she's quite energetic and keeps that group moving. But Ladies Night is put on by them. It starts actually at 3:00 in the afternoon. There are gift baskets. There's a limo service that will drive the ladies around town. All of the stores are open with specials and programs. And I won't tell you that there's usually wine samples, but there's usually wine samples, some cheese crackers, some yumminess going on all through town. It's a great day to just come out with your girlfriends. And the Norwin Chamber of Commerce is offering free flu shots, compliments of our friends at North Huntington EMS Rescue, right here in our office. And the gentleman giving those is cute as Christmas. So if you have to get a flu shot, you might as well get it by somebody that's cute, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. But what I'm saying is that the businesses benefit so much from this, and they've come to trust your marketing, and they know you're going to pull hundreds and hundreds of people downtown. So they're more apt to participate, right?
I agree with that. I agree with that. Yes, there'll be an ad in the Star and a whole lot of Facebook postings. And as you said, maybe they won't necessarily buy that evening, but they'll come back later and purchase something that's caught their eye.
It's going to be phenomenal for them all the time, I think, as well. And I know by the time the show airs, the trick-or-treat store-to-store is over. But, you know, just in general, talk about how that event works and bringing people downtown.
That's held on, or was held on, Saturday, October the 28th. Mm-hmm. They do store trick-or-treating, and then they actually have a parade through Irwin, starting at the 3rd Street lot and ending at Dan Rose Park. And this year, they have the Dancing Witches coming, and the Dancing Witches are actually going to do judging of the storefront windows that are decorated for Halloween. And then they're going to lead the parade down Main Street after they've taught the children their special witchy dance.
It's going to be so fun. I mean, and the events just keep coming, and people love downtown Irwin. Do you ever sort of periscope and look around and realize how great Irwin is compared to a lot of other regional downtown areas?
Well, we do. I hope to think that everyone really works together and has the common goal of just keeping Norwin strong. We're at working together just really makes a difference. It just truly, truly does. You can't do anything on your own, but together you can just do anything. And I believe that that's how the Irwin Business Professional Association, the Norwin Chamber of Commerce, the Norwin Rotary, the Norwin Lions, all of those work so well together. And as someone said earlier today, the Irwin Borough is just so supportive of all of our efforts and tries to make everything work so well together. I cannot say enough about their parks and rec and their public works department. We could not do the community picnic that we hold in Irwin Park without their public works people. They're just phenomenal, and the support that they give us, and it's all day long and it's so hot. Fabulous, fabulous people.
Yeah, I mean, but it benefits them too, though. All the people taking advantage and looking at Irwin Park, maybe people who've not been there before coming down and looking at it and participating in it. That's a pretty nice partnership between the both of you.
I think so. And I think people experience it and then they say, oh, I didn't know about this, or I didn't know that was there. So yes, I agree.
Let's talk a little bit about what you do for in terms of fundraising, how you fundraise to do a lot of these events.
Well, one of the projects of the Chamber of Commerce, we do award 2 scholarships every year. Mm-hmm. Currently, they're valued at $3,000. One is to a student that's attending Norwin, the brick and mortar building up on the hill. They have to be a graduating senior from there. The other one is a child associated with the chamber in any way. They could work for a chamber member, their parents, grandparents, or step-parents, step-grandparents. And that child also will be awarded $3,000. We take applications starting in February. And those 2 funds are raised, one by an event last month called Chamberfest that was held at Quinn Brewing. And then last night we did guest bartending at Antonelli Event Center. So those 2 events fund the scholarship every year. Again, it's the community support. We cannot do without it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure those families are very grateful to have that opportunity. That's quite a large scholarship to be able to do that. And then you rely on sponsorships too, as well, to fund and promote different events, correct?
We do. We have sponsorship for our annual dinner, our golf outing. We host a luncheon in May for the graduating seniors, the top 20 or 5% of the graduating class, called the Excellence in Education Luncheon. Actually, my favorite event. Working for a nonprofit, I spend the whole year begging for money. But that's a really great event. I usually get people who say, hey, I'll do lunch before I even ask. So that's always is great. But yes, we do have a membership fee starting at $220 per year for businesses having 1 to 15 employees. And we have a program now to make that a little easier. $20 a month will just automatically bill your credit card. You can sign up for that program online, but that covers your membership dues for the year. $155 for a nonprofit. And then we do have those events throughout the year, such as our directory, our annual dinner, our golf outing that sustain the chamber. Because as you know, you have utilities, you have insurance, you have rent. We have all those expenses also, like any other business.
This is just a really great conversation to hear a lot about the energy and everything that you do at the Norwin Rotary or Norwin Chamber of Commerce. Roseanne Barry Novotnik is the president, Lisa Smartnick is the membership coordinator. We're talking to them about Light Up Norwin again after the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, here today with Roseanne Barry Novotnik and Lisa Smartnick. They are from the Norwin Chamber of Commerce, and they do a spectacular job putting the Norwin community on the map, bringing the business and the volunteer community together, because there's a lot of crossover. A lot of your members are also Rotarians or also in the Business and Professional Association. So it's nice to see that crossover and nice to see everyone working together. So coming up very soon is Light Up Norwin. And I believe that is Thursday, November 16th. And so what time does the tree lighting start?
The tree gets lit at 6:20, and then the parade starts exactly at 6:30. It used to be a little closer in timing, but it's hard to get through all the people for the people who are lighting the tree to get back down into the parade route. So we moved that a little bit. So again, it's 6:20 to light the tree and 6:30 for the parade. Immediately following the parade, Next Tier Bank has sponsored a Christmas movie at the Lamp Theater. I cannot share with you what it is because I don't know, but they have sponsored a movie there. We've also heard rumors that show choir should be performing at the Lamp Theater that afternoon. Again, no one has shared those details with me, so we're still following up with that. Please read the Norwin Star on November the 9th for all that time schedule to be posted in there.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And so after the parade, you can go see the movie, listen to the show choir. But Lisa, you can also grab a bite to eat. Why don't you give us a little preview of what's going to be downtown?
Absolutely. So there are 8 food trucks, still accepting a couple more if they are interested. We're going to have funnel cakes and crepes and kettle corn. There will be hamburgers and hot dogs, hot cocoa. Oh my gosh, if you can think of it, I bet we have it. Pulled pork tater tots, which I am really excited to try this year. They were here for Gig on Main, and I didn't get to make the event, but I saw the pictures.
And that's pork tater tots. You describe those for people at home.
So I think it's like nacho supreme covered with pulled pork, but instead of chips, you're getting tater tots.
Oh,
and that's from High on the Hog, who will be here for Light Up Norwin.
Wow, it just sounds so good. And we're recording this around lunchtime, which makes it very, very difficult for us who are hungry, which is great. Now, Roseanne, will some of the stores be open that night too?
Yes, they will. The stores are always looking forward to people coming in and visiting. However, traffic gets a little tight. So please, if you can't make something that you're looking for, come back after.
Absolutely.
All the stores will be open for Black Friday and then Small Business Saturday on November the 25th.
Yeah, that's a good idea because we want to make sure that people know that they can come down. Small Business Saturday, is that a big day in Irwin?
Huge day. Huge, huge day.
that's going to be really important and critical to the survival of downtowns, that people continue to shop down there. So give us the latest of what's happening in Irwin. Anything new?
Always. There's some maintenance going on, little housekeeping. They're paving the Second Street lot and repainting that. As I had mentioned earlier, the police department was awarded a grant to put police cameras up just for everybody's safety and security at all of the intersections. So that makes us feel even better, even though we felt good to begin with. Again, our street maintenance, our public works, just fabulous. They do a fabulous job of cleaning up after Light Up Norwin. Now, there's not to be any candy thrown, and that has to do with the safety of the people in the parade route. Sometimes children dart out in front of the cars, and when you're driving those big fire trucks or those big earth-moving trucks, it's for the safety of the children that we ask nothing be passed out or handed out or tossed out, nothing. And that's the reasoning behind that. It also doubles our insurance if there's candy thrown at the parade.
Really? So Isn't that interesting?
In order to keep the event running, we really have to put that moratorium on the candy. Yes, there was a child actually fatally hurt in Iowa. And tragically, that's what brought all this about.
Wow. Very interesting. But the parade is going to go smoothly. We're looking forward to Light Up Norwin. Now, how can people find out more information about Light Up Norwin?
There is a Facebook page, but also, as I said, November the 9th, there will be a full page ad in the Star listing all this information, especially our sponsors. If I may, I'd like to thank Jim Shirky Auto Group, Somerset Trust Company, Live Casino, their event sponsors for the Light Up Norwin, then also S&T Bank, Duncan Financial Group, Tyler Jones, local attorney, and Riverview Auto Group. Please keep in mind also that Santa will be in the Main Street, Irwin Main Street S&T building right after the parade. He ends the parade, then hurries back and jumps in line at the bank to visit with Santa. That's immediately following the parade also.
Wonderful. So let's talk about you girls now as we come into the last third of our show. I like to always hear stories, and I think I know a few, but Roseanne, what were you doing before the chamber, and how did this role come about for you?
I owned a travel agency, Norwin Hills Cruise and Travel, for 15 years, and then was just going to be a stay-home mom for a little while. But Jim Duffy, Myers Duffy Dance at Clegg, Jim was our chairperson of the board, and he said, "Why don't you help out?" And then that was it. And I was just drawn in and have been here now, what was 18 years last month. So
18 years. Isn't that amazing?
It really is. I cannot say that I really think it has been that long, but it truly has been.
And your daughter kind of grew up in the chamber, didn't she?
She did. She was just little when I started, I guess, and has been there and has done all of the events and knows all the people and has to be a good girl because she knows everyone knows mom, and in Norwin, everyone knows everyone and everyone knows me. So, yes.
That's amazing. And how's she doing now?
She's well. She's actually working at Myers Duffy Dance at Clegg right now, and we'll see what the mom would like to see her go to law school, as would the Myers Duffy Dance Act crew. So we'll see what happens there. But I always say I have a front row seat. We'll see what happens.
That's going to be great.
Lisa's been with me now for 9 years. It's hard to believe, but she has, thank goodness.
Lisa, you have strong connections to the Norwin community, right?
I do. I have always worked in the Norwin area. I actually went to York. There's nowhere to work in York, So my first job was at the Shop and Save in Norwin Hills. And then I went into banking. So I spent 15 years working for Irwin Bank and S&T Bank, and then moved to another. And God had other plans for me, and he sent me here. So I've been here for 9 years, and it's been so wonderful because my daughter's only 14 years old. So I have not had to miss a school event since I started working here.
That's great. That's wonderful. Why don't you tell us, Roseanne, the favorite parts of your job?
The people. I have to say the people. We work with amazing people, and last night at guest bartending, that was just an example of how many people came out to support each other. And that's, I mean, don't get me wrong, we do have passionate conversations. Everyone does. It's like a family. But basically, they love each other to the death and they'd do anything for anyone. And that's the thing. When we had a tragic death in our family, and my daughter said to me, "What do people do that aren't us?" And I said, "Just be grateful we are us, because our resources are just limitless. Somebody knows somebody that can help you with something. And that's just a gift that we have here in the Norwin community."
Great. Wonderful. Lisa, your favorite parts about the job?
Oh, the same thing. I always say that we're the beer and pizza chamber. So we are that place where you want to come hang out with your friends. You really become friends with everyone. My daughter gets so annoyed with me when we go to Target and it takes us an hour to go in for just a couple things because I know almost everyone in the store.
That's so funny.
We stop and chat and she's like, "Mom, we got to go." So it's really nice. And especially working in downtown Irwin, you just walk down the street and wave to all the store owners and all the people on the street. It's kind of like working in a Hallmark movie.
That's awesome. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your board and how they assist in your operations?
Oh, we actually answer to a board of 18 extremely diverse people, and we have a few ex officios on our board. Sherry Martino from Irwin Borough sits on our board as an ex officio, as does Dr. Jeff Taylor from the Norwin School District. So we're very lucky to have them. Our board is very active in promoting our events and also just basically helping to carry the water because it's just the two of us. Mm-hmm. So we do rely on them quite a bit for assistance with events and just the covering of different things too. The people hours just exceed what Lisa and I could just do on our own.
So they support you, they give you guidance, but they work. They roll up their sleeves and work for you too.
Oh, absolutely. Time, treasure, and talent.
Isn't that? It's just wonderful. So you have 18 on the board, and you probably have more than a dozen events a year that you keep going and you push through all the time. Do you have a favorite event?
For me, I would say it's the Excellence Education Luncheon. I love to see the students. They're so young. Somehow they get younger and younger every year. I guess I just get older and older, but the parents are so excited and they have so much to look forward to and they're going out to do so much. Great, great. And then our sponsors are the same every year. I always say it's like going to grandma's house and the noise level at that event, because there are people that are just so busy, but they always make time to attend that event. And the noise level at that event with everybody just catching up on each other is just phenomenal. But that's my favorite event. And it's not weather reliant. So many of our events are weather reliant, where we just pray for good weather, like the golf outing, like Light Up Norwin. So go ahead, Lisa. I'm sorry.
My favorite, I like the community picnic. It is endless amounts of work, lots and lots of work. But when it all comes together, like a well-made plan, it's so nice to see the people who come up and get their prizes. Because we try to match however many years. So this year was the 91st year. And we were lucky enough to have enough sponsorship that I think we gave away 94 prizes. So young and old, we have babies that win mountain bikes. And we have grandparents who win tricycles. Really, just to see people excited to come on stage and claim their prize is really exciting. And then to clean up at the end of the night and be like, "Oh, we did it," is really awesome too. But it does stink because it is super hot. but by the time the day's over, you don't notice that anymore. I think that's my favorite. I like the golf outing too. Nothing beats spending the afternoon on the porch of the Madison Club.
Absolutely. That sounds great. Well, I want to thank you both so much for representing the Norwin Chamber of Commerce on today's show.
Thanks for having us, Jen.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. It airs every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. Thanks for listening.